Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Coming Rain, written by Stephen Daisley and read by Paul English. Lou saw the woman walking out of the ocean at Cottesloe Beach. She was bending forward, scooping up handfuls of seawater and throwing them in front of herself. This fine woman, staring at him, at his big hands, white arms, and body whipped with cuts from the thorns, saltbush, and spinifex. Christ! Another set of waves came in, pushing her up and forward, and she lifted her arms and elbows to keep balance, stepped out of the water. The tide was being sucked back into the ocean, stripping the sand from beneath her feet. The constant sound of the small waves breaking on the beach. He was just 21 and couldn't swim. She put her head to one side and removed the rubber swimming cap. Damp brown hair fell to her shoulders. Do you want something? The black woolen costume had gathered close into her, and seawater was running down between her legs. Instead of speaking, he looked away to the shark net pylon in the sea, a boy, long-armed, up on the concrete shoulder, holding the iron pole. Another crouched to dive off. They were black against the sky. Someone was calling from the new car park.
Is that you down there, young Mr. McLeod?
He called Lou's name as if he was announcing a runner in the Melbourne Cup. An older man, barefoot, walking awkwardly across the white sand. He raised a hand to block the sun. Lou waved at him. A smile broke out on his face.
Painter! Here, mate!
The old man approaching them was wearing a blue Jackie Howe shearer's singlet. Unshaved face. A bald head worn brown in the sun, covered in scars and odd bumps. Both ears were lumped, cauliflowered, and his left ear was much smaller. The nose broken so many times, there was no bridge left. He had big, wrinkled hands covered in tattoos of birds and stars. Strong, don't-touch-me arms, veins stood in his biceps. Spiderwebs on both elbows. Forearms showed thick blue outlines of a ship in full sail, and a naked woman in high heels with her hands behind her head, elbows like a bottle opener. Mary, a heart with an arrow through it. His name was Painter Hayes, and he was squinting at them in the glare of the sunlight coming off the sand. Opened his mouth to smile.
Jesus, this sand is hot! And white as you like! Go blind! He said.
The woman in the woolen bathing costume spoke to him. How do you do? Painter nodded to her.
Not bad. You?
She stepped back.
Fine, thank you.
Why did we come here again, son?
Painter, lowering his voice, speaking to Lou, but he kept looking at her.
For a swim.
Lou folded his arms. A muscle in his jaw flexed.
That surf patrol is marching over here like they want to rescue someone. And they are not fucking singing Come to Me, Jesus, neither.
Painter said, and looked away to his left.
They got ropes on their heads before. Walking about the show like they own the fucking place.
He touched his nose with his thumb. Nodded to say, I see you there, and sorry, missus, I know the language. Wide, strong wrists he had. Shearer's wrists. Fighter's hands.